Okay, we continue. Simon Tov Hey, Sifov, which is on top of page 400, top of page 540. More about these halachas. If somebody ends up in a different tchum, in a different age, somebody ends up outside of the tchum, what's the halacha then? Where can he go? Where can he not go? If he ended up consciously or by mistake in a different tchum altogether, what's the halacha? So here we're going to be learning in Sifov the following halacha. What happens if a guy took somebody out of the tchum, took a yid outside of the tchum, he took him, he was forced out. So a guy schlepped somebody out, chutz l'tchum, outside of the tchum, bedir, he put him in a cage, hoy besar, hoy ma'oro, potentially in a cave, hoy be'acher, so could just be that he dumped him in a different city. Goyim took him and they thought he a potential terrorist. They put him in some sort of cave outside of town. And it could be in a different city, which was surrounded by walls. It was any other oynes that he just ended up. Yeah, we mentioned sleepwalking yesterday. He ended up in a different area altogether. Or perhaps he made a mistake. He walked out of the tchum. He ended up walking outside of the tchum, and he ended up in a cave. He doesn't know why. It was by mistake. He didn't realize he was walking outside of tchum. Serious. The point being, he by mistake ended up outside of tchum in an enclosed area. Here is the point: in an enclosed area. When he's kashul b'soichon, suddenly realizes that he's in an enclosed area which is outside of the tchum. The question now is: there's an intrinsic question over here. Normally, if you end up outside of tchum, how much can you go? We learned yesterday. 4 amos. Now, here is a bit different. Why is it a bit different? Because normally when we speak about ending up outside of tchum, we're talking about ending up in an unenclosed area, in the Sahara Desert, where there's no walls around you, and you're surrounded by nothing. Here we're learning that you can only go Dalai Lama into every direction. Here is different. Because here you ended up in an enclosed area, such as a cave, a prison, or could even be a city which is surrounded by walls. So here maybe you're going to argue that perhaps the whole enclosure, perhaps the whole cage, or the whole cave would be allowed to walk. Perhaps, Shulchan Aruch says, Mahalech es kuloi. He can have the entire enclosed area. But this is only if it was by mistake. If it was the tchum eladas, if it was a conscious decision, let me see what it looks like out there. Let me have a look at that cave. Let me look at that cage, which is out of the tchum. You consciously walked outside the tchum. Then the halach is that we ignore the fact that it's enclosed and you only go dalad amas. So Rabbi Yisai, in one sentence, if you end up outside of the tchum in an enclosed area, it depends. If it was a conscious decision to end up there, then we are saying, okay, forget it. You only go 4 amos into every direction. 4 amos. However, if it was by mistake, you were schlepped there, you were pulled there, you were sleepwalking there, you had no idea you're ending up there, then we are going to take into consideration the fact that it's an enclosed area, and you've called the entire enclosure has your dalet amos. Well, more than Dalai Lama's thereby. You can, the whole enclosed area will be permitted to walk. Right. So, that how could we apply this halacha lemaaseh? How could we apply this? Hope be a relevant case. Oh, very good. Okay, you're saying now the following case. If somebody, flight is delayed, he lands on Shabbos. Now you're saying that he is perhaps allowed to... What do you say? The airport is enclosed. So perhaps, since it was by mistake, so perhaps you're going to say that the entire airport is his tchum. Very interesting, Shaila.
He's still on the plane, so...
I'm not sure it's considered a real onus. here we're talking about a case that a goyim schlepped him, or the Loshon Shulchan Aruch is he was forced into that. Pardon? Oishe Shogag. You're saying Oishe Shogag? Perhaps. So maybe Naftali is right, and I therefore agree to what you are saying as well. If you look at Mishnah Bosif Kodon Chav Gimel, Oishe Shogag V'yotza, Roitzelayim Asher Torud Ben Yonov, level of Shogag is, he was Torud Ben Yonov, he was busy with his thoughts, he was just very busy. Because of that, and he didn't pay attention to his tchum, and thereby he walked out. Anything similar to that. So I just don't know. My only suspicion is about my thought about the plane ride is that it's not so posh. You're allowed to go on a plane on Friday. It's not so posh. We learned this halacha. So it might be considered not a complete oinus. Yeah, if that's for sure, then it will for sure be the halacha. If a person took a Thursday flight and he got so badly delayed and he ended up on Shabbos, then for sure this halacha would be comparable. But I'm just not sure about a Friday flight that ended up going into Shabbos. There might be an element of, it might not be a complete oinus, perhaps. That's such an interesting shaila. That is a really interesting shaila. Would you consider that as one? Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. It's a strong argument to say that it would be considered one. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. All right, okay. So Abayi said that's that. I don't know if think of another case that this would be relevant. Somebody ends up by mistake in a different area. Yeah, let's assume Barnard is outside of the Tchum, which might be the case. Since he was Ba'onis. Right, now this is a little bit different because if a person goes there, Beheta, if somebody genuinely had a medical emergency, then the halacha might be different anyway. This is much more the case that he's forced into something, not because of a mitzvah purpose or any heta, it was an oinus. So it might be a bit different, but we'll talk about that still in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Siv Zayin tells us, Mishav Ligus Finosu Biyom. That's an interesting one. So that's the boat that is, a person went into a boat on Shabbos. And why did he go? Because it was his fancy cruise that was obviously going to Norway, right? Because that's where we are aiming to go, right? Norway, Sweden, yeah? Yeah, Scandinavia. I'm still saving up for that. So he's going. Now, because it's such a fancy schmancy cruise, so he's going in there already before Shabbos is going in there. Nothing wrong with it, because the boat is actually only embarking on Sunday morning. But they're welcoming guests already before that. So let's say he went in on Shabbos, or perhaps he went in on Friday. It makes no difference, because the boat is meant to be static and not move. Okay, what happens now is, by mistake, because there was some technical logistical complication, it started sailing off on Shabbos. Slight mishap. And what happened was, not only that, so I want to know now, if once it moved out, where it was my tchum? Can I go within the? Can I walk around in the boat, this cruise? If I'm at it already, I want to roam around in this fancy. You know, I don't want to be stuck in my cabin. I want to go to the swimming pool upstairs, and the what else? I don't even know what's in there. Yes, sure. I also want to, of course. I want to go to the gym. Coffee room, yes. I'm going to go to the gym, not to cholele do anything, just to watch and see the gym room. Not, don't suspect me to.
The captain's table as well.
So I want to enjoy it. But maybe I'm just stuck in the cabin now because I've got only Daladamas. Am I allowed to move? Yes or no? Again, the boat was not meant to move on Shabbos, but it did.
Why?
Very good. These are the words of Shulchan Aruch. Precisely what you're saying. Seif Zayin. Mi sheiflig sfinos. Mi. Whom sheiflig sfinos bayom. His boat embarked on. Is it called embarking? Bayom into the ocean. on Shabbos. Mahalech Eskula is allowed to roam around the entire Eskula, the entire boat. Why? Hoil v'Shavas be'Aviyah Mechitzo. Since when Shabbos came in, he was in the Aviyah, in the airspace of the Mechitzo. He was in that boat. He was in that ship. And therefore, it's perfectly fine. He was there when he was in there. So, yes, the entire... It's all of it. But now, unfortunately, as they were embarking, an unfortunate incident happened. No, even worse. The walls of the boat starting to collapse. It was a very strong wind. And the walls are coming down. Not Titanic style, but they're coming down. It's still sailing. I want to know now, the question is as follows. The only reason why I was allowed to walk around was because I was be'avia mechitzah. Shulchan Aruch's words are avia mechitzah, the airspace of the mechitzos of this boat. Right? So that's why I'm allowed to go around it. Now these mechitzos came off, they came down. So would you now therefore say, okay, I know why I was allowed to roam around. I know why I was allowed to go to the gym to watch, yeah? I know why I was allowed to go to the swimming pool area, because I was in the Aviyah Mechitzah, I was within the airspace, within the Mechitzah, within the walls of the boat. Perhaps now, that the walls came down, it's still sort of safe, but there's no Mechitzahs there left now. Would that therefore mean that I'm only allowed to walk Dalet Amos, yes or no? Dalet Amos or more?
Yes.
Why? And therefore it remains so the entire Shabbos. Said the Shulchan Aruch, v'im nifchasu dofnei sfina b'Shabbos, if the walls came down of the sfina on Shabbos, im hi mehaleches, if it is going, if it is floating, mehaleches kulo, as you are saying, you're allowed to go around the entire boat. V'im yoymer, what if it remains static, if they threw down the anchor and it's now not moving, then talachis, enu mehalech po'elo ab amas, then you only go talad amas. What is the difference? Whether it's moving or not.
One question though is, what's going to do that, and the failure of which comes down on Shabbos.
Comparable indeed.
And you know about it, then you have to stop carrying.
Indeed.
So here, it comes down and you know about it, you can still walk, because it's done almost. So what's the difference?
Yeah, the very good question. Why is it different in a regular place when the Mechitza comes down? Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's what the Shulchan Mishneh Berurah says over here. You're right. It's considered an independent unit. That's right. Let me look at the words of the... Yeah, this is what the Mishneh Berurah of Kol Lamed says. What did he say? It's an independent unit. Because it's floating, so we're looking at it as one unit. Although the Mechitzas came down, but it's looked at as one boat, as one ship, as one unit. However, if it's not moving, if it's static, then what are we going to say? Then it's only Dalamas. Because it's not looked at as a, it's looked at as a, like the, like anywhere else. If you're in one place, you only go Dalamas. So now that the boat is not moving, you're also going to look at it as a place. And therefore you only go Dalamas. And therefore, it's not, in that case, if it's not moving, then it's looked at. So that's the difference. I'm going over the words of Shulchan Aruch again. Him nifchasu dofnei sfina b'Shabbos, if the walls came down on Shabbos, imi me'aleches, if it is moving, me'aleches kulo, the entire boat is accessible, you can go everywhere. Vimi oimedes, but if it is standing, einu me'alech ba, you can only walk in it, elo abamas dalad amas. What happens if there is, at one point there is mechitzah of 10 tefachim, but not on top? As in a basim, tzor will still consider it mechitzas. Afilu enlo klal rak yesh boi lachkik asod, amrinu chokin lahashlim. So if there is a boat, at one point there is 10 tefachim of wall, but not on top, not on the, what's called on the top, what is it called, the top of the boat? Not on the deck. There's underneath it there's 10 tefachim, that's fine, that's what's considered walls. But it doesn't need to be at the deck. Yeah. So that's what we're learning. Siv Ches, Rabbi Isai, is teaching us the following halacha. Yotzo l'das. What happens if a person was just simply fed up? He's had enough. Now he needs to go out of the tchum. He needs to go for a walk now. He needs to get a fresh air. He needs to get out. And he goes out and he walks a lot further than, yeah. Lachkoik means to be mashlim. Lachkoik means to dig and achieve the 10 tfachim. What happens if a person says, okay, I'm going for a walk, and has had enough of Edgware, and he walks on Shabbos, and he goes all the way to El Street, obviously he walks Bournemouth, there's still too many Jews around there. So he carries on walking all the way till, what comes after that?
Shemmy.
Where? Shemmy. Far too many Jews. He keeps going. Radler, too many Yidden. He keeps going. Okay, getting there. Drop more. Okay, no Yidden there, right?
No, not so many.
But they still? Okay, keep going. Okay, fine. Pretty much no Yidden there. And there he says, okay, fine. He's there. Okay, so now he's walked outside the Tchum. He was completely conscious. It was a conscious decision to do. And now suddenly some goyim see him there from the police and he said, hey, you don't look from, what's this area called? You're not from here. You're not from here. You look like an Edgewarian. Go back home. Go back home. And I said, no, what is there? No, you go back. And they take him, they handcuff him, and they bring him right back to Edge where he belongs. So now, what's the halacha then? Does he have, since it was a conscious decision to go all the way till... Where is that? Never heard of that place.
It's not
you've gone in a different direction.
I know.
I can then move King's Langley. The next one.
Now we're going north. Where are you going? Yeah. I'm going Essex.
You're going east. I was going north. Yes, get with the program.
Okay, so I went, okay, for me everything is like, it has to be an exit of the M1. If it's not an exit in the M1, then forget it. So, okay, so now, Rabbi Isai, we learned, if somebody did a conscious decision, let's just get that clear. If somebody made a conscious decision to go out of the Tchum, what happens then? Once he gets there, how much does he have? 4 amas. Okay, this gentleman, that's exactly what he did. He had 4 amas because he went consciously all the way out of the Tchum. Now, the police saw him and they say, excuse me, you can't be out of Tchum. And they take him back home. Now, can he, what happens then? He had 4 amas when he was in
Tring.
And now he's back home. So what are you going to say now? Yes. Could be that it wasn't the police. It could be his wife called him and schlepped him back home. Could be as well. Yeah, so what happens then?
Problem.
Okay, leaving out who actually, leave it. Although it might make a difference, but leave this out for now. He was schlepped back now into the Tchum where he initially started. Will you say he only got 4 amas in? Or does he have his home base again?
Well, it's the same as the last case. I mean, back in an enclosed.
Difference is that if he was conscious. You're comparing to there where he was conscious too.
No,
so what did we learn there? Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes. He wants to stay in Tring, yeah.
Oh, you mean because in Tring you would only have 4 amas?
Yes, so perhaps he can't, perhaps what happens now, maybe he can't walk beyond. That's right, what does it do? So when his wife says, okay, put the kids to bed, he says, sorry, I have only 4 amas, I'm sorry, my 4 amas are over there.
Well, that's not, just beside the word, I mean, it's not practical, I mean, the whole Shabbos he can't move, I mean, he's...
Yeah, so if it's Bekoach Nefesh, he can do more, but otherwise he has to stay right where he is. Okay, so Rabbi Salach is as follows in Sifchet Yotzel Adas. He went intentionally out of the Tchum. Vechzuv and Tikachovim and Goyim schlepped him back. He was schlepped back into this Tchum by Goyim. Eino la ba Amas, he only got 4 Amas. That's indeed the case. He only got 4 Amas. The only case where we're going to say he can roam around freely is when he went by Oynes, without his knowledge and consciousness. This was conscious decision, so he's lost his tchum, he's only 4 amas. Miu, imechsiru le'iroi, hamukevs mechitz le'dira, kulo ka'ab amas. However, the point being here, if his starting point was a city, then we're going to look at it, the whole city being the tchum. So, it's an exception here, and since he came initially from a city, then the whole city is considered a tchum, and he can have more than his 4 amas. Even if it was a conscious decision to go out. So Rabbi said, the point is as follows. Generally speaking, it is true that it was a conscious decision to end up elsewhere, and that means he only got 4 amas there, and that's it. It's true, because that was intention. However, in this particular case, where he started off from a city, we are lenient, and we're going to look at it when he's back in city, that the whole city is considered a tchum, and he's got more than the 4 amas, and the whole city is considered permissible for him to access. That's what Sifches is teaching us. Okay, Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned about the initial case about ending up in a cage or cave, And we learned that if it was ba'onis, then he's got the entire tchum, otherwise only that area. We learned in Siv Zayin the case of the boat and the walls coming down of the boat. We learned in Siv Ches about if he was schlepped out, if he wanted to go out and he wanted to stay back, and the police brought him, the Avdi Chum brought him back. Then we were learning that the whole city is considered 2,000. The whole city is considered tchum, and he can roam around there. Okay, these are the halachos for this evening. I wish you a very, very good evening.